Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. Well, today we're going to talk football to start the show. It was tough last night with no football, and I may love baseball, but baseball doesn't always love me, and that's kind of what I saw with the card last night is we had a tough one after a 5-0 Monday. But let's lead off with college football. It is Ohio going to Louisiana Lafayette to take on Billy Napier and the Raging Cajuns. This line opened at 22. It is now down to 20. Let's take a look at what the two teams have done so far. Louisiana against the spread, they are 0-2. They got pounded by Texas. And I shouldn't say pounded. Pounded is an incorrect term. They got beat by the Texas Longhorns in the first game, which I really felt Texas played an excellent game. I watched much of that game. But nonetheless, that line was 8.5, and Louisiana Lafayette ended up losing by 20. Then last week, they played Nicholls State. The final score ended up being 27-24. And I think there's maybe an overreaction to what happened in that football game, because the reality is the game was 27-10 for the longest time. Nicholls State scored two touchdowns in the final 5 minutes, including one with about 33 seconds to go. So there was more cushion in that game. It wasn't really a one possession game for much of the time. So I think that Louisiana is still a much better football team than what some people are giving them credit for right now. Meanwhile, at Ohio, I liked Ohio coming into the season back in June. But then in mid-July, when legendary coach Frank Solich decided to hang up the whistle and turn over the reins, that changed the game. And I don't think I reacted quick enough. I don't think Vegas reacted quick enough because Ohio is definitely a lost soul right now. In their opener, they were a 2-point favorite against Syracuse. We bet on Ohio, and that was a huge mistake. Dino Babers got the big win, 29-9, beat the Bobcats there by 20 points. And then last week, it was an ugly one as a 29-point home favorite. Ohio went down to Duquesne, giving Duquesne their first ever victory over a Division I football team. So Duquesne upset Ohio last week, 28-26. So we go to this week, and I am really struggling with how this line has actually moved from 22-20. I think it's a gift, and I think it's an overreaction to the fact Louisiana Lafayette struggled last week against Nicholls State. I think Louisiana Lafayette is still the real deal. They're going to get a lot of eyeballs on them Thursday night. They have a coach in Billy Napier who, once again, is probably auditioning for some of these Power Five jobs. I really think Louisiana Lafayette is able to pound Ohio. They're going to run up the score. I wouldn't be shocked if they win this game by 40-plus points. That's the potential that these two teams appear to be headed. I think Ohio is a complete train wreck. Meanwhile, Louisiana Lafayette, I think, can hit the gas and get the win here and find a way to cover the 20 points. So we're going to open up in college football laying the 20 with Louisiana Lafayette at home. Next up on our card, we go to the NFL, and on Thursday, you have the Washington football team hosting the New York football Giants. Daniel Jones has won 5 consecutive games against the Washington football team. Not sure how he does that because he struggles against almost anybody else. Washington has the quarterback change from Fitzpatrick to Heinicke because of the Fitzpatrick injury. It is the lowest total on the board, and it has dropped from 43 down to 40.5. Washington is now -3 for the game. I have struggled with this one, and I regret that I didn't grab the 43 when it was first available, because that may be the best play when it comes to this game. With that said, we are still going to play the under, and we're going to take it at 40.5. I wish I was getting 41. If you can get 41, grab it, but we're going to play the under between the Washington football team, the New York Giants. I think it sets up that Heinicke is going to lean on his running game. He's serviceable. He has starts. He has experience. It's not like he's a 22-year-old rookie or anything like that. He's been around the block. He started for the Panthers. He's made starts for the Washington football team. He even played in the playoffs last year, right? So he has experience, but I don't think he's going to be able to carve up the Giant defense in that secondary. Meanwhile, I think the front of Washington is better than the front of Denver, and therefore I think Barkley and the Giants are going to struggle to move the football. I think all signs to me still point to the under. I wish I would have grabbed it right away, but we're still going to take it at 40.5, and we're going to play the under, the lowest total on the board for the week in the National Football League. So those are your two football plays for Thursday. We're giving them to you a day early. But once again, in the college game, we're going to lay the number with a raging Cajuns and cheer for a rout. They're a minus 20. And then in the NFL, we're going to cheer for a lot of punts and a lot of field goals and no touchdowns. We're going to play the under 40.5 between the Washington football team and the New York football Giants. Not sure who wins that game. My lean was to Washington, but it's tough to go against that Daniel Jones angle where he's beat him 5 straight times. Now let's switch to Major League Baseball. Brutal night for us last night. I'm glad it's over. New day today, though, and we're going to lead off with the play I should have been playing for the last 11 days, and that is the fact that the Seattle Mariners have played 11 consecutive games where it has gone over. We've only cashed on a couple of those. I don't know why we didn't follow the trend sooner, but we're going to ride it till the end now. So we're going to play Seattle and Boston over the 8.5. If you wanted a side there, I do like the Mariners today. I think they by far and away have the better pitching matchup, but we're going to play Seattle and Boston over the 8.5, $100 to win $90.90. Next up on our baseball card, we're going back with the Oakland A's. Oakland last night, it's amazing what they've done to me. They got out to a 6-0 lead. I was ready to put it in the W column. And for the second time in like 4 days, they blew a 5-run lead for me late. The A's lose the game outright to the Royals today. Once again, they have the advantage in the pitching matchup, but whether their starter falls apart in the fifth inning or not, I have no idea. But I'm going to lay the A's on the run line, 1.5, paying out plus 105. So the A's minus 1.5 against the Royals as they try to avoid the sweep there. Then we go to Atlanta, where the Braves are hosting the Rockies. They're coming off a loss, a slight pitching advantage today to Atlanta. So we're going to play the Braves minus 1.5, $100 to pay out 95.20. Next up, we go to New York, where the Mets lost a heartbreaker last night to the Cardinals. They decided to blow Stroman's lead late in that ballgame. But the Mets today are going against John Lester. And anytime John Lester is pitching, I'm going to play against him. So we're going to go the Mets minus the 1.5. We get this one on the plus side. Plus 120, so $100 paying out 120 with the Mets minus the 1.5. Next up, we go to Philadelphia, where Mr. Girardi was a little fired up last night against his old ball club, the Cubs. Phillies are excited, and they have the better pitching matchup today, Suarez against Mills. So I'm going to lay the 1.5 with the Phillies, even money, $100 to pay out 100. And then we're going to wrap it up with a rare money line parlay. Not the greatest payouts, but we're going to play a money line parlay with a minus 210 and a minus 230. And we're going to lay the number with the Houston Astros on the money line, combined with Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers last night couldn't get the bats going in a 1-0 11-inning affair. But today they have the pitching advantage. And we like the Brewers and the Astros money line parlay, two very expensive ones at minus 230 and 210, very chalky. The $100 paying out 111.80. So that's your full card. We gave you some football to start the show, and then we gave you some baseball here to end the show. And don't forget, if you want to go through our entire college football early release plays, we dropped that podcast on Monday, so please go back to that Monday podcast. It's titled Early Release College Football Plays. You can get the 5 games we've locked in so far. We will drop more college football on Thursday and Friday of this week before releasing the full card. But excited for the college football schedule coming up. Of course, NFL, we're going to bounce back. We had a bad week one, but I'm very confident we'll make some adjustments and get some W's here in week number 2. So let's recap the plays we gave you today. We have, once again, Louisiana Lafayette, minus 20 in college football. The Giants and the Washington football team under the 40.5 in the NFL. Phillies -1.5, Mets -1.5, Braves -1.5, A's -1.5. We're going the over with Seattle and Boston, looking for number 12 in a row for the Mariners going over the total. That's over 8.5. And then the parlay with the Brewers and the Astros, $100 on the money line to pay out $111.80. That's your card for Wednesday, I should say. As always, bankroll management. Don't chase money. Let's have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.